Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. From Roxbury all the way up to Somerville, there's always been a fighting spirit in the greater Boston area. Just ask Congressman Michael Capuano.
I probably enjoy fighting more than I should. Some people shun it. I don't understand that. For me, I've never seen progress made anywhere in the world without a fight.
Capuano joins us a bit later in the show to talk about where he's taken that fight since he lost the battle for the Senate seat now held by Scott Brown. Call us with your questions for him at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Then there's the fight over the Boston firefighters contract. No TKO just yet, but today the mayor's office, the city council, and the firefighters union all went to their respective corners to hash out concessions and maybe even new contracts in this ongoing dispute. We'll get the latest on that, too. And there's the year-and-a-half-long fight former Senator Diane Wilkerson waged against bribery charges.
It's a fishing story. And if every single legislator was focused on who gave them money, then every single one should be in this studio. There's absolutely nothing to support that crazy allegation.
Wilkerson was on Radio Boston when she made those comments in connection with an influence peddling allegation back on October 24th, 2008. Just 4 days later, she was arrested on different corruption charges. She resigned but maintained her innocence until yesterday when Diane Wilkerson threw in the towel and agreed to plead guilty today in federal court. WBUR's Adam Ragusea is at the Moakley Courthouse right now. And Adam, what exactly did Diane Wilkerson plead to?
She pled guilty to 8 of the 32 charges that the government had levied against her. These 8 charges were for attempted extortion under color of official right. So basically 6 of these are in connection with the liquor license she was trying to obtain for the confidential informant, who we know now to be Ron Wilburn, who's a Roxbury businessman. He was trying to get a liquor license for a club called Deja Vu, and that was a series of interactions and exchanges of money that occurred from the summer of 2007 into the spring of 2008. So those are 6 of the charges. And then the remaining 2 are charges stemming from a development deal in Roxbury, and that was a sting operation that was undertaken by undercover agents. So what the government dismissed were the remaining charges, which were the honest services charges and the conspiracy charges. Those are all dismissed in exchange for Wilkerson pleading guilty to those 8 charges of extortion.
Mm-hmm. And so those half dozen plus charges that she did plead guilty to, she will be sentenced eventually, but was she sentenced? Did that sentencing happen today?
She was not sentenced today. There will be a sentencing hearing on September the 20th. I can say regarding sentencing that the plea agreement, in the plea agreement, they agreed to a sentence of no more than 48 months. That's 4 years for those 8 counts of attempted extortion. That said, the judge doesn't have to honor that plea agreement. The judge could levy the maximum sentence, which would be 20 years for each of those counts. So there's no necessary reason to think that might happen. So she agreed to, in the plea agreement, 48 months, 3 years of supervised release after she gets out, and to repay the $23,000+ that she agreed to, that she confessed today, she took over the course of this investigation.
Wow, so she could, come September, she could be facing some 4 years in prison. That's quite an amount of time. But just last question to you, Adam. You were in court today when she pled guilty. What was Diane Wilkerson's demeanor?
I would say that she maintained her politician's poise. She was pleasant and precise when she answered the judge's questions. The one moment where she started to let it show was, these things are so ritualistic, and the U.S. attorney has to go down the litany of all of the charges to which she's agreeing to plead guilty, and it's very long, and embarrassing stuff gets said. You know, you have to say that, you know, she took some of this bribe money that she had just gotten and then took it to Foxwoods, and records at Foxwoods verify that's exactly what she did with it, that she gambled and ate. You know, and over the course of that litany, she began to sink in her chair a little bit. And then at the very end, the judge has to turn to her and say, is that in fact what happened? And her yes to that was delayed, but precise.
Well, that's WBUR's Adam Ragusa at the Moakley Courthouse today, following Diane Wilkerson pleading guilty to a number of bribery and corruption charges. Adam, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, you bet, Magna.